This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Well, this is CliffCentral.com. It is the Ethan,
the Rich,
and the Fabulous.
Some more fabulous than others.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm fabulous. How are you, Alan Ford?
It's really, really good. What a great show lined up.
Yes, I'm so excited. I love furry things.
I love furry things because I'm a bit furry.
You're Lebanese, of course.
You know how it goes.
Even your ladies are furry.
Oh, but are you? Those are the Portuguese ladies, not Lebanese ladies. Get it right. Come on.
Sorry,
get it
right. They come from very similar parts of the world. So
get it right, man. Get it right. Great lineup prepared today on the show, Mr. Nathan Rowe.
What's happening?
First and foremost, we're going to be chatting to Tony Feldman, who's with Dynamo. Dynamo, top illusionist magician, has just arrived in South Africa. That's going to be fantastic. We interviewed him early in the year, end of January. So we'll chat to them about that phenomenal show happening. Then we've got Chatty Maddie joining us to talk about Footloose, which I believe is rocking the town. All the way from Los Angeles, we're going to be chatting to Bianca Del Rio.
Woohoo!
Top drag artist and comedian, an insult comedian, actually. He's coming to South Africa. I've got to tell you, every homosexual has bought every ticket in town. It's going to be great.
I saw John Flismas the other day, and he was pretty good as an insult comedian as well, actually.
Yeah. No, it's
it's a catching on, eh?
It's catching on. Just insult people.
You know who else insulted someone recently?
Do you know what? This, to me, is the most important insult of the year, I think.
So far, yeah. It goes a little something like this.
And shut up, you stay lazy and listen.
I have been observing that there has been constant interjection by the Honourable Waters, the Honourable Steenhaven.
I think we should tell us.
Have you seen the t-shirts?
Yeah, shut up with the finger.
Imagine being him right now. There's t-shirts being made that say, Steenhuisen, shut up. It's so great.
But you know, sometimes just shut up. Let me finish what I need to say. This important. I am the president of this country. Mm. I have been elected. You didn't like the last one. We went through the process. Now, shut up and let me say what I've got to say. And then you can interrupt me.
Mm. Makes sense.
Honorable objection. Objection up your ass. Shut up.
I must say, that's my worst part about watching any parliamentary thing is the honorable member.
Just shut
thing.
Up. Oh, no. Just shut up. I just think just shut up. Number one. And I think you've got bigger fish to fry. Your Patricia Little is a big load of shit, actually, by the way.
Sure.
So, DA, you're losing. You're losing. We're all going back to ANC.
Wow.
In the Zuma era, I promise you, we were going DA. So, please, what must he do? Put it up louder? You must what?
You have to wait for the drop.
Hey!
To answer, shut up.
Shut up is unparliamentary. Shut up.
Yeah, interrupting someone while they're speaking is also unparliamentary.
Yeah. And being rude.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially you white, rude little idiot. Move on.
All right.
Oh, now I'm a racist.
Yeah, now we're getting political, Alan. And
everyone's a little bit racist.
Everybody's a little bit racist.
Everyone.
And that's a top song from Avenue Q. We're going to speak to the boys in a moment. We're going to chat to Tony Feldman. And, of course, I'm really excited to get a hold of Bianca Del Rio, who's going to be on the line. At the moment, she's doing a show. So she's on stage. So she comes straight off stage.
So she's a little busy.
Yeah. In Los Angeles, you know, people, they're busy. What can you do? You know,
yeah. Also the time difference.
Happens in LA.
Yeah. LA. But that's what drag artistry on stage in Los Angeles. We'll chat to you as well in a moment. But also lovely things happening in and around the city. If you have a look, we've got some great things happening at Monty, at the Teatro. We also have Hugh Masekela's tribute last week at all that. Carmen's coming to the Joburg Theatre. We've got Gate 69 in Cape Town, which is rocking and rolling. It's called Nip and Tuck. Nice. And it really is a great show. You've got to see it. Mm. And, of course, Sound of Music's hit there. as well. So the heels are alive.
The sound of mucus. You know, because June and July are here.
Ah, I love the fact that we've got Graham Wicks and Daniel Geddes in studio from Avenue Q. Guys, it's an exciting...
I actually own some of Dan Geddes' calendars. You know?
That's Anne Geddes.
Sorry.
No, but I sell calendars too if you want.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Are they of babies dressed as flowers? Or just you dressed
just
as flowers?
Slightly less popular, but you know, yeah. Still a good seller.
Yeah, the nude ones are the best ones.
So, guys, Avenue Q has arrived in South Africa.
Yes, it has.
I saw it 10 years ago, twice in New York City. Sure. Oh, I was quite blown away.
Yeah.
It's
different.
Do you know the best part of this production?
What?
I've got that you don't see the people. You actually, initially, you see the people.
Yes.
Because you're holding the puppets.
Yes.
But then you don't see the people.
They disappear.
You disappear. Do you know that you actually disappear?
It's you become almost like white stage noise because
you seriously do.
Yeah. We're right in front of you, but like you forget that we're right there working the puppets.
Yeah.
And that is the key, because initially you go like, what's these bunch of these people? Because it's not ventriloquism.
No, it's not ventriloquism.
You're not doing that. So when you start, you watch this production, you go like, are they supposed to be moving their mouths?
Do they know their mouths are moving?
Really? Did they not learn from like the great ventriloquists like how to do this?
Right?
This is very unprofessional. And they've rated it. How many Tonys have it won? No.
Three.
Not possible on Broadway. No, really. Has this just happened yet? So anyway, so we're going to talk about that and we'll chat about the magic of Avenue Q. It is something that you have to see. And you've got to see this because I'm telling you, it's in South Theatre. Mm-hmm. It is so non-PC.
You're in your face.
I so want to give the president of the country a ticket.
Because you must.
He so would love this.
He would love to have him.
And I wish we could write Shut Up into this.
We'll just ad lib it.
Yeah, the stupid DA. What can we say about them? Really useless people.
Duh.
Yeah. I mean, drag artists, not
Now, your own insulture.
Anyway, we're going to come to you guys right now. So on the line, we are very happy always to welcome the one and only from Showtime, Tony Feldman. Tony, I know you're about to catch a flight, but what a big week for you. Dynamo has finally come back to South Africa and is going to be performing live throughout the country.
Hiya, Alan. Yeah, I mean, excuse the pun, but it's going to be magic.
Well, it's magic. It's illusion. It was so great to meet and interview him in January when he was out here. But I think that this is going to blow South Africa away, and it's happening this week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Dynamo is known for his street magic. I mean, that's where he made his breakthrough. That's where he made his fame. And what he's done now is he's taken the concept of a live arena and created something that is mind-blowing and spectacular. Everything you would expect from Dynamo in terms of wow and awe and how the hell did he pull that off. So it's basically taking street magic and turning it into a grand, spectacular production.
Tony, we haven't seen it as yet, but I mean, I saw David Copperfield and I've seen some of the best in the world as I've travelled the world. I mean, literally, things happen on stage that are mesmerising, correct?
Completely. I mean, and that's the thing. He needs to differentiate what he's done in terms of the TV show that he's done with the up-close and personal magic. And now what he's done is he's taken that and created a spectacular. So, yeah, I think people will be blown away. His tour in Australia last year was...
His show was? Sorry, you there, Tony?
He sold out the O2 Dome in London with over 25,000 people. So, yeah, I mean, he is a phenomenon and he's spectacular. He's the new David Copperfield. He's taken this genre to an entirely new level.
Well, I must tell you, I think this is really exciting, and I think this is a show that's going to just blow people's minds. What can people expect? How does it work? I mean, you get there, you sit down, and you just get blown away. How long is the show? Is there a prequel? What happens?
It's a 2-hour show. There is an intermission.
Sure.
But yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a form of entertainment that I don't think any of us have seen or seen in a long, long time.
Mm.
You know, we're used to sitting down and watching rock concerts or theatre or whatever, but this is, I think this will blow our minds. I've been privy to seeing the show, and I was dumbstruck by it. It's got production value. It's got entertainment. It's got, you know, the time flies. Before you know it, the show's over.
Well, that's what we want to see. We want to see magic. We want to see illusion. We want kids. And it's for everyone. I was really impressed, Tony, because I could see that your team, and of course, your mama is the head of the team, Hazel Feldman. But here is something that's so cool, is that you running a big special for Mother's Day. That, I thought that was really cool for you to think this week. And I know that you guys collectively came together and you got something great happening.
Yes, I mean, first, it is a family show. That's why we've got two matinees on the Saturday and the Sunday, the 3 p.m. shows. But it's also it's date night. Bring your partner and come be blown away by tech entertainment. And then on Sunday, we've done a Mother's Day special where buy 3 tickets and get your mum for free. So
I think it's so cool.
Bring your mum and I mean, an entire complex around Menland and the arena and everything is phenomenal. So come grab a bike and come be blown away by an international superstar who will, you know, the whole thing about entertainment, Alan, I've spoken about it on your show before. Mm. We want to walk into a place and get lost. We want to get mesmerized. We want to forget about the world outside. And we want to come in there and be blown. You're paying for good entertainment. You're going to get phenomenal entertainment.
Well, the best thing, it's the show is called Seeing is Believing. The SA Tour begins. It starts at the Sun Arena. I want to tell you, this is the Sun Arena's first massive show, if I'm not mistaken. Actually, it is, which is really, really cool, by the way. And
done a lot of music shows there, I think, but I don't think anything
like this
of this scale. So,
which, Tony, is quite cool because your mom opened the Super Bowl in Sun City, and this is very similar if you think about it. So it's kind of cool. I think this is magical stuff, and I think it's people must go. It's going to be a spectacular show. And remember, please, I want to say this, it's really cool that you guys thought about moms, and this Sunday take your whole family along, and moms don't have to pay. I think that's really cool. How does it work? You just book 4 tickets
just,
and you get the
thing. Just go on to Compute Tickets. There's a Mother's Day special where you click on it and you can choose your 4 tickets and you only pay for 3.
And
if
magic.
There are extra people, so if you're a family of 5 or 6, you can just add extra tickets so that you're all sitting together. But you will get your free ticket for mum.
Well, we're gonna be chatting to you guys later. Disney on Ice comes very soon. I'm very excited about that. You know, I'm obsessed with me and Disney. Disney on Ice, and I wish I could actually walk, let alone skate, but otherwise I'd be in that show. Tony Feldman, thank you for joining us. Everybody, go and see Dynamo. Seeing is Believing. We spoke to him earlier in the year. He was a great interview. Don't forget, he's on this Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday at the Sun Arena at Times Square,
Mainland.
And then of course he's in Cape Town at the Grand West next week, which is good news.
Yes.
Opening on Tuesday, I think. Yeah, Tuesday. That's when it's happening.
No, we're open Friday.
Friday next week.
Oh,
goodness hell. I almost extended my stay because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So, yeah. But I look forward to seeing it. Be good, my friend. Tony Feldman.
Lovely. Thanks.
From Showtime.
Thanks for your time, as always.
Always. Thank you. That's brilliant. Great news. We love Tony. Cha cha.
I'm so excited for Dynamo.
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. He's like, you know, he does like Jesus miracles. Have you seen?
Walks on water,
He walks on water. Yeah. Did you see him come to Soweto and create fish out of a
fish?
Bucket?
I've never seen that.
My goodness.
It was actually in Khayelitsha. But, it's komsi komsa. But I mean, seriously. No, it is crazy. A bucket with one fish in. Everyone looked in. Next thing, seriously, how many?
That's probably like a pile.
Like a pile of like.
And there's no way you
fish.
Can keep.
It's
a
insane.
Pile that big in your sleeves.
It's insane.
Of sardines.
Yeah, you know? And he's a very cool guy. And we managed to chat with him last in January. Anyway, don't miss it. Dynamo happening. It's a big week. It's a big week. Bianca Del Rio, we're still trying to get hold of. But in studio, in the meantime, we've got two phenomenal men. Graham Wicks, or should I say characters, or should I say buffoons? I don't know what they were. Or puppets.
We go by many names.
By many.
Names,
yeah. Many tricky, characters.
So tricky. Dan Geddes, not Ann Geddes. Daniel Geddes. You play a tricky monster and Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tricky monster.
I love that. Pick him up.
Yeah.
So for the listeners, he kind of looks a bit like a Wookiee with a haircut.
Yeah. That is so cool.
He is the definition of a walking cop.
Okay. So how are you doing, Tricky? What's happening?
me good. Me super excited to be here with Alan and Nathan.
Oh, I love this. Okay, that is so cool. And then Bad Idea Bear.
Yes, that's me.
And why are you a Bad Idea Bear?
Well, if I had to put it this way, I'm basically like Jiminy the Cricket, but an asshole.
Okay. Now,
always tell you to do bad things.
Okay. I love you guys. I'm blushing. Okay, now...
Why, Alan?
now, Tricky, please. Tricky, you have a song in the show you perform called Internet is for Porn.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, so could we hear some of it? And I'm going to ask Graham to help with some of the lyrics for this particular song, and this is on the Unview on
cliffcentral.com
from Avenue Q. The song is Internet is for Porn. This is all the way from Broadway, so just in case you think we're making this stuff up, that isn't. It has won many a Tony Award. Mm-hmm. And of course, take it away, Nathan.
Oh, I'm going to teach the internet today because it's great and modern. Here we go. The internet is really, really great
for porn.
I've got a fast connection, so I don't have to wait
for porn.
There's always some new site
for porn.
I browse all day and night
for porn.
It's like I'm searching at the speed of light
for porn.
Tricky!
The internet is for porn.
Tricky!
The internet is for porn. Why you think the net was born? Porn.
Tricky, what are you doing? Get down here now. You're ruining my song.
Oh, sorry.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, I want to finish.
Oh, okie dokie.
I'm glad we have this new technology
for porn,
which gives us untold opportunity
for porn.
Right from your own desktop,
porn.
You can research, browse, and shop until you've had enough and you're ready to stop
for porn.
Tricky!
The internet is for porn. The internet is for porn. Me up all night honking me horn to porn.
Tricky, that's gross! You're a pervert!
Sticks and stones, Kate Monster.
No, really, you're a pervert. Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea! Ready, normal people? Ready!
Let me hear it!
Internet is for porn.
Sorry, Kate.
The internet is for porn.
I masturbate.
All these guys unzip their flies for porn.
Just a little something from the show.
That was amazing.
That was live, by the way. That was live.
Could you tell?
It was so good. It was so good.
What's so amazing is that that's so not even good. Graham's part.
No. Yeah, so I was scrambling there.
You just wung that. Eh?
On a whim.
On a whim.
Yeah. That is really, really, really good. I've got to tell you, when people from... How you doing, my brother? When people have come in to do deliveries and they're all standing and watching this, it means that you got a hit. Yeah. It is the brilliant Avenue Q. You don't want to miss it. It's opening at the Peter Turin Theatre. It opens, actually, I think previews start next week.
Tonight.
Tonight is our first preview.
Audience tonight.
Are you in it tonight?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tonight's our first Absolutely. Preview. I believe press night is next Saturday.
Next Saturday,
we
yeah.
open. Is for the full opening.
I am so impressed with the Jaco and his team. I'm so impressed because I think these are big leaps that people are taking, and I think it's good for the business.
For sure.
And it's so good to see young, producers, or should I say people, coming into the business, and we need to support them because,
And they're great, eh?
Because this is a this is an expensive production, guys.
Yeah.
It's an expensive production, number one. Number two, the rights, pulling it off, getting it together. And it's nice to see that they're bringing other actors into. It's not the same. No, no disrespect, but it's we love the I love the all the members of our theatre fraternity.
The classics,
all the
guys. All stars.
We love the all stars. But it's so nice to see new people coming through the ranks. So firstly, what made you audition for? Had you seen the show before, the two of you?
Mm-mm.
Well, I've never seen it like in as live, obviously, but you see it all over YouTube, and you hear about it in theater circles, and you always talk about it. And this is possibly one of the greats that everyone I speak to seems to be, oh, if there's one show I could do, it would be Avenue Q, and oh, I want to be part of that show. It's so different,
and it was one of those shows that sort of everyone knew about. Everyone knew a song or two from, but you also thought, oh, but it's never going to come here. It's it's too much of a big risk and a big leap, and
the puppets. Would people know it?
Would people know about it? And then when it came, I mean, you had to audition.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Have you guys done puppets before? I mean, it's not like you guys are puppeteers and you've been waiting for Avenue Q to come to South Africa.
One musical for us.
Yes. Not on this level, no, definitely not.
So Daniel Geddes is a very versatile young performer. He's had his hands in multiple roles, multiple things within the theatre.
And how many things have you had your hands in?
Well, I know he's got his hand in Tricky Monster.
Puppet.
But don't tell Tricky that.
But you co-run a small theatre production company called Liquid Fusion.
Yeah.
Which has done work internationally and across South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the business, including, of course, Scrooge, that one production, that the famous Christmas Carol.
Ebenezer.
And, of course, that you performed with Ian Formenity in The Handful of Keys, just to give you some of Daniel's background. So Daniel, I mean, again, from having a small theatre production company now to kind of hit, I hope this takes to the road, because this would be really, really cool.
Yeah.
I hope so too. Yeah. I really do.
And especially in this, I mean, the show was written years ago, but
it's still so relevant,
especially in South Africa with the themes and the topics that the show covers.
Yeah.
It's so diverse, and everyone can relate to it, no matter what. How small or how big? And so I reckon it should.
Porn is still quite popular, I believe.
Porn is popular,
on the internet. Mm-hmm.
And everyone is still
racist.
Everyone's
still racist.
Just a little bit.
What songs do you sing, Graham, in the show? Well, you play the Bad Idea Bass.
I play
one of them.
Yes, I play one of them, and then multiple other things. For instance, I'm actually Trekkie's right hand as well.
Oh wow!
Yeah, Trekkie is actually a two-handed puppet. Or Muppet, actually, to use the right terminology. But
what is the difference between a puppet and a Muppet?
Well, a puppet would be more like strings.
A puppet.
And that would be a puppet.
There's a puppet.
Muppet refers to specifically the Jim Henson style of the flapping mouth.
Yeah. Very Sesame Street, the Muppets.
Okay,
definitely.
Okay.
Of course, to make it talk, you mustn't actually just flap the mouth.
Yeah. There's a little bit more to it.
Yes.
Yeah. I require a little bit of specific handling.
I do that again. I want to take a picture for my life.
You should take a video, because I believe Trekkie just started touching himself inappropriately.
So Trekkie, tell us what do you love most about doing this show, and why are you so relevant?
I'm relevant because everybody has a little me at home. Everybody loves porn. Or they have some other secret addiction.
You guys must be having a lot of fun today.
We do.
I'm having fun watching you have fun.
That's the thing.
I mean, and you're feeling Trekkie up the whole time.
That's true. Hey? No. And he doesn't even mind.
So, like all nice people,
right?
Yeah. Graham Wicks is born in Port Elizabeth.
Oh,
Port
Elizabeth is such nice people, really. Actually, do you know what?
Call it the windy people.
Poor Elizabeth.
I went on a date with someone from Port Elizabth. I've got to tell you, they really are the nicest people. They're such cool people. That's why it's called the friendly and windy city.
Yeah, super but humble.
They offer to pay, even though they can't really afford it. I know.
True story.
I mean, Graham does come with a lot of wind.
That's true.
We're well, on the air.
You performed in some wonderful things. The Wizard of Oz, Robin Hood, Babes in the Wood, Peter Pan, Beauty and the Beast, Annie, Sweeney Todd. You've been around the block.
Yeah.
Graham. Yeah. Avenue Q is like in a block.
I know, right? You know, so, it's all the way around the block back to the show. Okay.
And then, of course, you won the Gateway to Fame.
Mm-hmm.
How did that go?
Oh, it was a lot of fun, actually. I'd never entered the competition, and I decided just to give it a whirl and give it my all, and somehow I ended up winning.
It's nice to see young performing artists coming into this. When I say young performing artists, I'm saying the people that are...
I'll take it.
Yeah. Young is good.
Yeah, but it's good.
But it's because there's such talent out there, and often we see, and I say this, the same people, you know, getting to that stage and, you know, always taking the leads, and which is cool. It's nice to see that.
That's for change.
And this is a fun production.
Oh, it's so much fun. Like I feel like we have so much fun on stage. It's impossible not to get involved. Hey, like,
are you nervous for tonight?
Yes.
I am.
more nervous in terms of, you know, when you want something to go slick, and less than, oh my gosh, can we do it? You know, this show is...
Because you're selling tickets for tonight.
Yes.
Tonight.
For the next week and a half is previews.
Tonight goes. No, yeah. Tonight yeah. is
yeah, people have paid money for this.
Yeah, yeah, people, know. So you can't...
They can't have it back.
Well, that's actually true. You can't really get it unless the whole stage collapses. And then
well, you know, fingers crossed.
That won't happen at Peter's place. That I can tell
you. No, definitely not.
So, again, this is one of those dream roles that it's quite mesmerizing, because this is because you've got to be you, but then you've got to be a puppet. So,
and a realistic puppet.
Correct, because they are real. They are. Real people.
Yeah.
It sounds so weird. Yeah. The puppets are real. The people are real. When you see the production, well, I know you're in the production, but when you watch it, you never know. If you don't do this interview right, you might.
I know, right?
It may not be happening.
I've got a few missed calls, actually.
But here's the cool thing, is that, again, I said this, is it's Nathan, and this is so your musical, actually. This is the Nathan Rowe musical, because you're gonna scream. The comedy is brilliant.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
I actually wanted to ask you guys. So this was written. When did this first come out? It was
20 years.
20.
I think 2003 or something like that.
So now, since then, we've had the snowflake generation come up. You know, the millennials that are offended by absolutely everything. Is this a concern for you guys? I mean, especially in South Africa, where I think we're even a little bit more susceptible than some to, like, offense in this country. I know I've spoken to many comedians lately, and they've kind of been complaining that, like, 2/3 of the material has been chucked out.
What?
Yeah, just because people are so sensitive, and you know, they're not getting booked for corporates because they don't want to offend their people. No. You know, so I mean. And I'm pretty sure the show is offensive.
Yes. I think Stian is that Oak is offended. Yep. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up, you fool. Yeah. Shut up. That's a new thing. You must just, guys, comedy is fun.
Exactly.
It is.
Yeah. And it's good, not personal.
It's good to, you know, I love people like Bianca Del Rio, who we'll chat to in a moment, because it's nice. Rip off gays, because gays are funny. And rip off fat people, because they're also funny. And rip off blonde people balding, because they're also funny.
And, I feel like he looked at me.
And rip off people like Nathan Rowe, who looks like he's got more hair than that beast, because he needs a shave.
He's Scandinavian. You know?
And
I'm Viking.
And have fun with the Libs and the Portuguese and the Blacks and the Coloureds and the Whites.
But not the lesbians. They get very
angry. Yeah, lesbians are angry. Lesbian no man's land. No. Don't offend. We love everybody. You know.
That's what this show does really well, though. I think it's offensive, but it does it. I think the puppets mean you can get away with so much more because their world is so different.
Also, yeah, you guys are all in black, and no one sees your face, so no one can attack you after the show.
Yeah, it's all in the puppets, but also everyone gets hit.
You're not excluded from the offensiveness.
And if someone takes a photo and is like, "You won't believe what this furry thing said," then it's actually just promo for you guys.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, that's the point of the show. The point of the show, I feel one of the points at least, is to actually shake you up out of your norms, you know. As you said, everyone's so sensitive, and to be honest, we kind of can't be. You have the world is a tough place, and we should toughen our shells just a little bit enough and laugh at ourselves and have fun. So this show makes you think, makes you laugh, and it actually has some real heart.
It's relevant to the generation. I mean, one of the opening lines is, "What do you do with a BA in English? The world is a big, scary place." I mean, that's what young people are dealing with.
I know, and that would be it was real in my era.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, because seriously, we had to do a BCom when I should have done a BA. But what could you do with a BA? You could do nothing.
No, exactly. But
I mean, that's terrible.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people doing things with a BA, but
you could be in your business. Yeah. You know. Or in my business, for goodness sake.
Do a BA with puppets.
But with the millennials and people being offended, I don't think we're too stressed, because people want to be offended. People want to laugh at things that they're not really supposed to laugh at. And that's what the show does a lot of. And not to mention, it deals with a lot of unemployment, you know, people struggling on Avenue Q. And I'm sure millennials can, if not, you know, relate to that.
Yeah.
No, definitely. I think it's actually better. I mean, if your audience is more sensitive, I think the jokes, you know, have even more power.
Exactly.
So I think it's going to be absolutely amazing. You guys are in for a treat tonight.
Definitely.
You're going to get a lot of ooh. Yeah. You
know. Besides exactly what we've said about the show, what do you think people that know nothing about, if people get offended, should they come and see the show?
Yes.
Yeah. You see, I really think they should.
Yes. If you get offended, you should. If you don't get offended, you should even more. The show is just for everyone, and I highly recommend it.
Aside from content, I think the music is incredible, and the score is really, really brilliant. And if you know musicals, there's lots of references to other musicals and styles. You know, there's a sort of Barry Manilow style ballad. It's got everything, you know, but... So for music appreciation, if you just want to see something really fresh and new and see people working really well with puppets and
you know what? Sometimes when you are uncomfortable by things, those are the people that actually find it hysterically
insane.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I can't believe I took my mother there, but really it was funny.
Exactly.
Are you guys doing a Mother's Day special?
I'm not actually sure.
Well, we'll make a Mother's Day special.
I must say, these puppets, these Muppets are absolutely beautiful. I mean, they're so well designed. Are these made locally or are they flown in from...
Kwesi Smit, one of the co-producers, and he's in charge of set design and everything. He made all of the puppets.
And are they the same as the Muppets in the... You know, original.
They are
same characters.
They're the same characters, obviously with a few differing.
But they look very similar.
They're based on that, but some of them have their sort of own flair to them.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay, cool.
On that note, this is The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com. We still don't know who's thin, we don't know who's rich, but we are all fabulous.
Amen.
Amen to that. On the line, Chatty Maddie, of course, very regular friend of the program, Matthew Cunahan. Welcome to the show, Maddie. Are you well?
Hello, Ali. I'm great. How are you guys?
Maddie, we're so good. I miss you in the studio popping in and saying, how's it?
You, Ali.
I miss you, my boy.
I'm sure Nathan's keeping you good company. Him and his fringe, which needs a name of its own.
You know how it goes. Nathan's just on the ball, on the point. You know.
Yeah, I've actually hairsprayed that thing down today.
And we're going to do some footloose. So, Matthew, first and foremost, before we get into the reason that you're on the line, what have you seen lately that has blown you away? We've got the guys from Avenue Q in studio. Dynamo comes to town this week. We've got Bianca Del Roy joining us in August for his phenomenal comedy show. What have you seen that has blown you away and people need to see right now, of course, as a ladies judge?
You know, you asked me this question, but I've actually been out of the theater for the last 3 weeks because I've literally been...
Oh, you've been in the theater?
Yeah. So I've got Avenue Q on the cards. That's coming up. I've got The Train Driver at the Market Theatre. That's coming up, and I think he's visiting Mr. Green at Gaffney Theatre on the Square. So there's a lot on the kind of go, you know, theatrically speaking. And obviously Conrad Koch, I'm going to go and check out his show sometime. It seems to be a bit of a puppety vibe or a bit of a puppet theme going on at the moment.
Yeah, right? There's lots of puppets. There's a whole puppet. There's
puppets are so hot right now.
Yeah. I tell you, between Gate 69 and the puppets, there's dragon puppets. It's and I think they're kind of one in the same.
Is there a dragon?
Everyone's trying not to be themselves.
Yeah. Well, no one ever is themselves on stage. actually, that is true. Matthew, but great news, and I like to always to compliment and talk about young people and young people in the theatre, because this is how we all began in this business to some extent. You've got Footloose happening, and it's sold out at the Red Hill School. And of course, who sang the song?
Kenny Loggins.
What happened?
Come, I want to see these puppets dance to the song. It's just a little bit of Footloose.
Yeah, let's get this party started!
Yeah! Yeah, because dancing is illegal at Cliff Central. Look at these rebels.
Breaking the rules!
Is that
it's Tricky Monster!
Sorry, Matthew, we can't hear you. We're dancing!
Music's too good! Yeah!
This feeling.
All right.
All right, sorry, we'll get back to Maddie.
Sorry, Maddie, we had Tricky. We had Bad Idea Bear and Tricky Monster having a go.
Bad combination.
How's Tricky Monster doing these days?
Oh, me fine, Matt, and you?
His right hand's a little sore.
Because we know what the internet is made for, right?
Porn.
So, Chatty, Maddie, you've got Footloose happening too. Are the kids, are they having fun? Are the people having fun?
Oh, they're having the best time. You know, 70 kids on this minute little
70
stage.
Children.
You don't know that they're 70 until they come on for their final bow at the end. You know, they've had the best time. We've been going kind of to rehearsal since, I don't know, mid-Jan, and they had two solid weeks of kicking and kind of working with industry giants and professionals and stuff, and they've just been having an absolute jaw, which is what it's about, and obviously surrounding them with what I feel is the absolute best.
Well, so, that's important, because you've tooled them with the best music. Who's your musical director?
My musical director is a great guy named Kate Munduru. He's new to our scene, and then we've got Phyllida LaRue, who's been choreographing the show.
Sure.
And she's no stranger to the entertainment business. So, and then obviously the cool guys from Split Team, who do all our tech stuff, they kind of associate with Priscilla and Evita and all the big shows that we've come to love, you know.
Well, I just think it's great. I think that the fact is you're bringing young people, you're bringing community / school theatre, and with people at the best in the industry, and that's how you're collaborating, and you're filling it up. And it's not just the things, these shows are good. It's not like parents going like, my daughter's so good in this show.
She's over there on the right.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Sorry.
And, you know, the thing is, I don't think we're not crafting actors of the future yet. By any means. But what I think we are doing is we're growing audiences so that they can go and support Tricky Monster.
Correct. You're growing audiences. But you know what? Through the ranks, you'll find people that will become next stars of stage here and abroad. Not being funny, but whatever they did or whatever they put in the water at Northcliffe High School was hell of a interesting. Because Jonathan Rocksmith, Lyle Ramsden, all in 1 year. Chris from Gate 69. I mean, they're just all some of the best writers that just came out of that one block.
They should bottle it and start selling it.
I want that water. Yeah, Northcliffe High School water. Public school.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is a champion in these environments to push it and to plug it and to support it. And you know what? The kids take the lead. Eh? They take the lead of who's ever doing what they need to be doing. No? So.
Yeah, definitely. I think we should maybe market Northcliffe Water as opposed to a BA degree. Actually, that'd be great. How's the Red Hill Water? Have you got some talented kids that you really do see like a future in theatre?
I reckon they're not the BA kind, but they're a good kind.
No, because they're going to become lawyers and doctors and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're going to act on the side.
We did
drag
not,
queens.
We did not send you to Red Hill to become an actor. Definitely not.
You'll have to develop a whole nother personality to act.
How dare you do that. Finish your degree and then go and find your passion.
There we go.
Matthew, people must go and see the show. It's great if they can still get tickets, but thank you for doing this work. I know the Red Fest is coming up. It's a great festival where all people from all walks. It's kind of the new Grahamstown Hits Joburg thing.
Awesome.
I think it's really important. But we'll talk about that closer to the time.
We'll talk about it later.
Footloose, awesome. Where can people book?
On Web Tickets.
Web Tickets, you see that they're connected.
Of course.
It's not the old auntie at the school.
Just
remember we teared there at the counter. Thank you.
Where's your sticker? They're now on the line.
Matthew Cunahan, thank you. Footloose happening at Red Hill. That is so cool to punt kids. Footloose, kick out the Sunday shoes. Special guest in studio from Avenue Q, Graham Wicks and Daniel Geddes here on cliffcentral.com. And of course, the one and only Nathan Rowe and Alan Ford are your presenters here on The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the
fabulous.
I think Bianca Del Rio is still on stage at the moment, but we're going to cross over to Los Angeles and we're going to talk to Jamie Orton. Jamie is Bianca's agent / friend / I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Jamie, welcome to the show. Jamie, you there? Jamie there?
There's a slight delay.
Do we have it on Skype?
Mm-hmm. We sure do.
I'm on Skype call, but don't hear anything. Can you hear me now, Jamie?
Hi, yes.
Ah, hey. Jamie's there. Yay, Jamie. All right, it's because I've got him on WhatsApp going at the same time. Jamie, first and foremost, I know Bianca's on stage, and of course, you know, when the audiences are packed and he's doing his shtick, but we'll get him on next week, will we not? But welcome to firstly South Africa, and are you looking forward to the two of you coming through here?
Absolutely, we're completely excited. We can't wait. I've been trying for 2 to 3 years trying to get her down there, so we are beyond excited to finally make it to South Africa.
That's how long it takes us to get a passport as well. So.
Jamie, you manage you're very good personal friends with Roy, who's obviously Bianca's real non-stage name, but Bianca's rise to fame has been quite incredible. He entered into this particular show called RuPaul's Drag Race with quite a brilliant video, I particularly thought, and then turned around, won it, and has taken the artistry world of drag by storm, if you think about it, and insult comedy, by the way.
Yes, it's really crazy. We've been friends for almost 20 years, and right after he finished filming Drag Race, we had talked about it for, you know, over the years and had mentioned, you know, he said if he had ever make it big, he wanted me to work with him. And after he finished filming Drag Race, he told me that he thought his career was going to do really well, and he asked me to work with him. So I quit my job, packed up, moved to New York, and the rest is history. And we're still amazed at how much his career has catapulted over the past 4 or 5 years. We'll be walking through an airport in some random country and just look at each other, and it's like it still baffles us. You know, it's still very surreal. I mean, he hits about 17 or 18 different countries each year now, and that's insane. Prior to this, he had never been outside of the U.S. other than, you know, a few Caribbean cruises.
People are in need of insulting.
People need to be insulted.
Well, he always jokes because back when I first met him, when he was, you know, doing drag at the local clubs, it's like all of his friends would stay to the back of the club. No one wanted to be near the stage. And now everyone rushes to the stage. They all want to be insulted. They wait for it. They crave it.
Well, I mean, I know that she's on stage at the moment. And of course, we know that the schedule is completely hectic. And we can't, you know, the program ends at 10, so we won't be able to speak to her. But please set it up for next week so we can chat with her. I want to ask about how you go from being a seamstress and how you create magnificent costumes to then creating costumes for yourself and becoming a huge star. I think it's incredible. Yeah. It shows you that if you're talented, because you can win a competition. You can win The Voice. You can win an Idols. You can win a Drag Race. You can win an Amazing Race, a Survivor, all this stuff. But if you cannot take that win and transform it into a career and to use that talent completely, appropriately, and be able to hit the big times, then it's cool to have $1 million or $200,000. It's cool. But if you can't actually make a life out of it and that's what you want to do with it, then there's really no point.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. It's all about sustaining it. And it's a kind of a drag version of Cinderella, if you will. It's, it is. Yeah, it's really crazy.
And especially, I love the fact that coming from Louisiana, coming from Hurricane Katrina to go back to New York to kind of go into it's a hard thing because a lot of people that go into this artistry, and it's an artistry. It's like puppeteering is an artistry, like acting, it's a form of art. But to be able to, I think, to pull it off, to be so successful, to be able to conquer the world, 17, 18 countries. I mean. In his wildest, or in Jamie, because you work together, but in your wildest dreams, could you ever have imagined coming to South Africa in 2018? I mean, go back and think about this notion.
Never, not a million years, never.
And you're selling out like hotcakes, which is really cool. I mean, in the first 40 minutes when the meet and greet tickets were put on the market, 40 minutes, they were gone in Cape Town, gone in Johannesburg, gone, sold. Wow. Sold.
Yeah, it's truly amazing when tickets go on sale in the UK. It's like they have issues with the websites because there's so many people trying to buy tickets. And I'm like, it still amazes me how many people want to see him, how many people want to listen to that voice.
We're gonna chat to him next week.
And Bianca's face is all over Johannesburg at the moment.
Everywhere
you go, there's a.
Oh, that's amazing. See
and Cape Town. Joburg and Cape Town's filled with that face, with those long lashes. And you know how important the lashes.
And the white out.
Correct. Jamie, we often forget that the managers and the people behind the scenes that are making this happen are a part of this whole process. It's the producers, it's the managers, it's the art directors, it's the makeup artists, the people that make the dresses. That's what the business is about. And I think there's an important note here that I'd like to just throw out there to you and to all of our listeners, but is that we must never forget the people that are behind the scenes, because you can get to the front of it and you can have the talent, but if you don't have that backup to help you or that push, it's difficult. So Jamie, well done for dealing with that. And does Bianca Del Rio insult you?
All the time. And I wouldn't have it any other way. We're not only friends and we not only work together, we're also roommates. So
really?
I get insulted constantly.
Do you drag yourself?
But I toss it right back to him. So I don't mind kicking him off his pedestal every now and then.
Good, you have to. You got to kick him right down to the ground. Jamie, are you into drag? Do you dress up?
I do not. I've done it twice
for fun. Like,
for parties that we've had. No one wants to see me in drag. Trust me. I don't do makeup.
Listen,
I don't do hair. I can't make dresses, but I can run a business.
Well, I've got to tell you, I'm looking at a picture. You look kind of cool. I mean, you're a good-looking man.
You have a wonderful bone structure. You could pull it off.
Johannesburg and Cape Town, we've got good-looking people. We'll introduce you. Don't worry. We'll introduce you.
Great. Sounds good.
Jamie,
I need someone else to live with.
Okay, well. Ooh, good one. You never know what you can find. Deep down in the south, darling. Deep down in the south.
Shop carefully.
I wanted to say, so we can't wait to have you and Bianca in South Africa. Let's get her on the line next week. I know that she's in a show at the moment. Can we set that up?
Yes. Hurricane Bianca Part 2 is screening next week, but I am definitely going to try and squeeze you guys in, but we'll definitely work something out. If not next week, absolutely the week after that.
Oh, that's divine. Perfect. Well, as long as we're going to chat, we'll get it all. South Africa's waiting with bated breath to hear from the darling, Bianca Del Rio.
We will definitely make it happen.
But Jamie, thank you for joining us on the line, and thank you for connecting. And Lise, this is so cool that you came and joined us anyway. Thank you. That is Jamie Orton, who is the manager, the roommate, and best friend.
And looking for a new home in South Africa, possibly.
La 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 la, da da da.
Da 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 da. What I don't know what's going on. Yeah.
What is going on with you?
That's the RuPaul Drag Race theme.
Really?
I don't know that.
It's your remix.
It sounds like there's one thing playing at the same
time. That's the worst mix I've ever heard. I hope that's not the actual song. Anyway. So, again, we're coming back to Avenue Q. Exciting things are happening. Mm. The show starts tonight, runs for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then where do you go to Cape Town?
There is talk, but at the moment the run finishes in the mid-July, and I think we'll obviously see from there and see how the show goes.
I think Avenue Q,
there's no doubt in my mind,
seriously hit Cape Town. It's so Cape Town.
Oh, definitely.
It is so Cape Town. Yeah. It is so cool. It's so Joburg. But
and they're all a bunch of perverted wine drinking drunks, you know. Anyway,
I want to just tell you, Avenue Q is about. Please, I saw it twice. Yeah. A friend of mine, Wayne Nestad, said to me, come, I'm going to take you to see it in New York. I'm like, ugh. And a bunch of puppets. I mean, Sesame Street, come on. He said, come and see. I said, there's Miss Saigon. What is wrong with you? Spend the night. There's Wicked, which I've seen 8 times. But
It pipped Wicked.
In all 3 categories.
And he said, shut up. Shut up. 2003, 2004. Shut up and you're coming to see Avenue Q. And it was a scream. It was brilliant. And then I decided, so weirdly, to go and see the matinee the next day.
That's how good it is.
It really is. And I've got to tell you, and I keep saying this, you don't have to go and spend $200 on a ticket in New York or £180 in London or wherever you are in the globe, Euros in other countries, to go and see the most phenomenal shows which are happening right on our stages. The sound and music. You know what? I tell you the interesting thing is the international directors that come out to do these productions, or choreographers, or, you know, that they bring in for Priscilla. They said Priscilla Queen of the Desert was the best in South Africa. Best. Beat everywhere in the world. That our cast members from that show are on ships, are in international companies.
A lot of the South African shows tour the world.
Yeah,
actually.
We get bought out there by our shows all over
Pierre
the place.
Pierre Van Eerden is doing The Lion King all around the world at the moment. And he played, of course, Pumbaa. So it just shows you. Please, guys, people I know are going off to New York and they're like, we must book a show. I'm like, guys, book the shows here. I'm telling you, you'll save a hell of you're gonna save money.
And I think you can come back to the matinee the next day.
And you can
double the support.
Exactly.
I think we need a cooler name for our theatre industry. You know, you go to New York, you go to Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go to the West End in the UK. We need something like that. Something. Do we have something? Because it's going to Monty.
All of our theatres are so spread out. You know, when you go to Broadway, it's theatre, 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 and same as West End. So
basically, we should bring everything into one spot.
We should bring it all
spot.
Closer, yeah. Let's like pick a street and we'll just move all the theatres in.
And not a stabby street either. No, like a nice street.
Sorry, can you get the president? Shut up. Shut up. What nonsense you're talking? Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up. Yeah, shut up.
Sure.
That's hilarious.
Shut up.
The number one hit.
But seriously, again, I say it. Shut up. Really, let him just say what he's got to say. Stop interrupting. It's actually rude,
it is
by
rude.
The way. Do you teach your children to interrupt people when they're speaking on a podium? No, I hope we don't teach our children that.
But just because Steenhuisen got told to shut up doesn't mean that not like every other politician has done that. You know, they've all, I mean, have you ever watched it?
Yeah,
I once watched Parliament for about 45 minutes and they didn't get through one statement because everyone kept shouting and interrupting. And I was like, oh, animals.
I understand that when the floor is open, then you must do what you got to do. Yes. But when the president's giving a speech, just think about this, guys. He's trying to explain why minimum wage is an important thing. Yeah. Why we've got a problem in this country with inequality and people are suffering. And the man is trying to discuss and explain this to you. And he's got a number of advisors on all number of levels trying to explain this, where they're going, okay, as the government. Which you're a part of, by the way, yes. Idiot. Steen, what that idiot.
And remember...
Keep Patricia, fire that fool.
And remember, this president has sat on boards of huge companies. He's not our last president who's famous for rape and dancing. You know, I mean, like this is like a proper businessman. You know, and he
come on, that's why. Shut up, Steve.
As you say, there's a time and place.
You don't even know his name, man. That's what a fool. And he just stands there making a noise. You know, he reminds me of Tony Leon, and they once called him Madiba. Said he's like a chihuahua. Yep. Like a chihuahua. Come, bring the puppet. Bring the puppets. Let's sound like a chihuahua.
Point of order. Point of order.
Objection.
I love you people.
Honorable Alan.
Actually, I'd like you know, we should bring some of these puppets that actually have more manners than some of those people. I think Julius. I think Checky Monster can beat Julius Malema of those EFF.
That would be funny.
They kicked one of the members of the MP of the EFF out. You've got to start kicking people out that don't know how to behave themselves.
Julius versus Checky.
It would be a hell of a fun.
I'd watch that debate.
I would watch a number of debates. So, guys, I wanted to say I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Avenue Q opens tonight. It's at the Peter Turin Theatre. It goes on for 10 weeks. I'm telling you now, you're going to see it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
First time you see it sober. Second time, try to get a bit drunk because it's even funnier. I mean that. It really is. I'm telling you.
And if you miss it, you will regret it because people will talk about it.
You'll be the only person at the bar not laughing at the jokes.
Yeah. Take your mates. Take like the guys that are going to be Fel Schooner and all the whole vibe. They look like you get it. Porn addicts, you think it's really cool. Seriously, get it. Go away from the porn and watch this for 2 hours. It's worth it. And
don't worry. I think there's some porn in the show. Well,
there's actually a little bit of puppet nudity.
We advertise full puppet nudity in some of it. So there is an age restriction. It's 16.
16, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to come
loud as the hell you want.
When you're making love.
Yeah.
And then on that note, don't miss it and go and get the tickets. Thank you very much, Graham Wicks and Daniel Geddes, for joining us in studio.
Thank you so much,
Bad Idea Bear. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
And thank you, Tricky.
Oh, only a pleasure, Alan.
just love it. Thank you very, very much. Nathan, on that note, you know, our great friends Matthew Marinus and Gemma Marinus, they've got The Born to Perform. They have a big golf day to raise funds for the performing arts to get kids to their school.
Brilliant.
So please Instagram us and we'll send you the details. It's a golf day happening by a four ball. I'm going to MC it because it's for a good cause. So please, or just get a hold of the Stageworks.
Yes.
Stageworks. Just get a hold of them on their telephone lines. And also get your kids in there, by the way. They do weekend classes for kids in dance, musical theatre, piano, guitar. It's very, very
You can cool. also find them on the Facebook, which is on the line.
Which is the Facebook.
On the line.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Nathan, are you going to be good?
Yes, I am going to be good. Thank you.
And you have a good weekend.
Oh, yes. No, I'll always behave. You know me.
Well, let's at least try. This has been a great show. Thank you very much. Don't forget, Bianca Del Rio is joining us. Dynamo's in town. We've got Avenue Q and we've got Footloose happening at Red Hill. Keep the magic going. Keep the magic of theatre. Keep the magic of music. That is what this is about. This is The Unview.
The thin, the rich.
And please, the
fabulous!
This is CliffCentral.com.